This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, May 4th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. Well, AAA reports today the nation's average gasoline price is up to $4.46 a gallon. A year ago, $3.17. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said today that help is on the way. The Hill reports Bessent saying the world in deficit about 10 million barrels a day. He said help is on the way as of today. The way to think about it is the market, because of the conflict around the strait, is in deficit about 10 million barrels a day. On Fox Business, Bessent said the U.S. Navy is helping escort oil tankers through the strait. Bessent said they think there's more than 150 to 200 crew carriers that can come out. So he said, I think the market's going to be very well supplied. U.S. corn planting is ahead of the five-year average, while soybean planting is ahead of both last year's pace and its five-year average. That according to the USDA's National Ag Statistics Service weekly crop progress report. Corn this afternoon rated 38% planted, 13% emerged. Soybeans 33% planted, 13% emerged. Spring wheat 32% planted and 10% emerged. NASS estimates the U.S. winter wheat condition at 31% good to excellent, down a point from last week and 20 points under the same time last year. 32% of the wheat crop rated fair, down 3 points from last week. Crops rated poor to very poor were rated at 37%. That's up 2 points from last week. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche today confirmed that the Justice Department is investigating major beet processors for potential antitrust violations and separately teased that the agency has neared a settlement in its case against AgriStats. At a press conference, Blanche said the Department of Justice, quote, has been actively investigating the potential anti-competitive conduct in the U.S. beef industry with the review of over 3 million documents and hundreds of industry participants, including ranchers, cattlemen, producers, and processors. When asked by a reporter about how close DOJ was to a lawsuit, Blanche said he was not in a position to say. If I had an answer, I would share it with you, but just to understand, there's a lot of work that has been done, and there's a lot of work to do, and we are moving as quickly as we can. According to the Agriculture Department's Economic Research Service, four firms handle 85% of all steer and heifer purchases. Blanche said multiple plant closures across the country, the current market structure, and high concentration of the industry indicate anti-competitive activity. European Commission today declined to recommend any further changes to the legal text of forthcoming deforestation rule, although it will narrow the scope to exclude leather products. U.S. timber industry is lamenting a missed opportunity to address its concerns. The European Union formally adopted a rule to tackle deforestation in the U.S. supply chains. That was back in 2023. It would require importers to take steps to ensure products do not come from deforested land. But its implementation has been delayed several times, and now it's not scheduled to go into effect until at least the end of the year. In December, the European Parliament and Council approved the measure to delay implementation again. Soybean futures saw double-digit gains at the Board of Trade. There appears to be some optimism despite the ongoing Iran conflict and uncertainty from the scheduled Trump Z meeting will go on as planned May 14. Traders feel more optimistic that China would agree to buy more old crop soybeans, but there's no indication of that happening at all. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A lot has changed in the 8 years since the 2018 Farm Bill was enacted. Keep our food supply strong with a new modern Farm Bill. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.